Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Reminder, at 2 o'clock today, we'll hand things off to The Drive. Carrington broadcasting outside Gate D. He'll get you set until Vern's On Deck show, 5 o'clock. And then, as you heard there, first pitch, 6:08, right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. Here in about 10 minutes or so, we'll get to the single biggest reason the Royals are in this position. We'll also take your calls and texts, 913-586-7965. But a second ago, Bobby Wood Jr. stepped up to the podium, seconds ago, to speak to the media ahead of his first playoff game at Kauffman Stadium. Here's what Bobby Wood Jr. had to say.
Given you any advice on being in the playoffs? I mean, he played four playoff games before, so.
Yeah, really the biggest thing is just enjoy the moment. That's what he said, because you really don't know how many times you get this opportunity here. And so really just take it all in and just take it one pitch at a time.
You've had four road games now. I mean, what are you expecting from tonight, and how do you control, you know, your emotions in that setting?
Electricity, for sure. It's going to be awesome. These are the moments you dream of. You work as a kid, you want to play in these games, you want to be in these games, especially here in Kansas City, just because of how great the fans are, how they show out each and every night, and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Bobby, if I could take you back to spring training, what led you to believe that this team could get to this point after the type of year the team had last year?
Yeah, I think it started almost before spring training, just with the moves that we made. It was amazing moves with players that we have now, and just whenever everyone came into spring training, it just felt like that team was special. Just the camaraderie that we had, and you just felt it and just knew it was a special team, and just how we bonded so well. And it started from opening day to now here we are today.
Hey, Bobby, in Baltimore, you told us you took a moment to take everything in, and that was awesome. What do you think that moment's going to be like here tonight in a few hours?
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing. It's just, like I said, these are the moments you dream of, and so you just got to take it all in, enjoy every moment, and just make it last.
Hey, Bobby, JJ's talked a lot about kind of meeting with you at the end of last season, kind of talking about the future, and he said he just really wanted to ask you, like, what you wanted moving forward. I'm just kind of curious how you remember that conversation going and kind of remember what you told him.
Yeah, the ultimate goal in those conversations, we wanted to win, and we wanted to do it this year. And so the conversations went well, and so here we are today. And so, it's just one of those things where just him coming to me, asking me questions about what we think, like, what's the next step? And the next step was just to win, because we knew how close we were last year, even though we lost 100-plus games. But we just knew the team we had, and just add a couple key additions, and we're going to be right here where we are today.
Bobby, I know things haven't gone personally as well for you in these first two games in New York as one of them, and you're all about winning. But have you gone back and looked? What have you kind of found that maybe you weren't doing right in New York that needs to change for you here in these next few games?
Yeah, no, just slow down the game. Nothing really needs to change too much. If I go back to spring training and say I'm over 10, but with the series 1-1 with the New York Yankees, I'd take that 100 times out of 100. And so just got to take things one pitch at a time, not worry about results, just worry about taking it one pitch at a time, one at bat at a time, and just try to get another win.
I mean, do you go back and like study the video, the pitch sequences? I mean, what do you do to kind of get right, I guess?
Yeah, I just, those past two games, you flush it and you move on, and then now we're here today, and I do my normal routine that I've always done. Don't try to change anything really, because we've played so many games, and just go about it my normal way.
Bobby, when you're going through something like this, is it helpful to have others in the lineup kind of pick you up?
Yeah, anytime that that's why there's nine guys in the lineup. You can't all just kind of put it on one person, so you go about it just the team. That's how great this team is. We just kind of always keep the line moving. And sometimes it's someone else, sometimes it's someone else. And so you just got to take things one pitch at a time, one step at a time. And just that's why this team's so special, is because it's not always just one person, it's just the whole team.
Hey, Bobby, Michael Massey told me after the first win in Baltimore how like a win like that could really bring the team together. What differences have you noticed in the clubhouse over these past two, the Baltimore series and then this one? Has anything changed with you guys in the clubhouse? Or
honestly, yeah, not really. We've been the same clubhouse pretty much since we started the season. We're enjoying our time. We're enjoying the wins. We're learning. We're improving. We're trying to get better each and every day. And so that's kind of how we go about our business, is just, some things, like, we got to celebrate the wins when we can, but then also when that's over, flush it, move on, and get ready for the next day.
Bobby, right here. One of those acquisitions was Seth Lugo. I'm wondering if you could talk. He's a guy who wanted to be a starting pitcher for a long time, had to come out of the bullpen. Playing behind him, what do you think makes him a good starting pitcher? Demeanor-wise, stuff-wise, why has he had so much success this year as a starter?
Yeah, I just think the work he puts in before the game, the preparation he has, and just how he just attacks hitters, just with all 27 pitches he has. No, but it's just great to see him do what he does, and just how I call him the surgeon, just because he's kind of attacking and dicing up hitters. And so it's just a lot of fun to see and play defense behind him, and just how consistent he's been throughout the whole entire year. And just each and every start, you know what you're going to get out of him. And so it's just been a lot of fun.
Bobby, back here. What did Salvador Perez tell you about home games at the K during the postseason?
He's just when you ask him about it, he just smiles. So that's when you know it's something special. But, yeah, it's just how great the fans are here. And just like I've said in the past, like I've heard it over across the street. Now we're going to hear it tonight. So I'm really, really excited.
And for the two guys bottom, Garrett Hampson, Michael Garcia, their performances, they've come through in the clutch. Just what have you seen from them that makes?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Just those two guys have just been, they've put on the big stage and they're performing. And so that's what it makes this team so special. Like I said, it's just those two guys, that the work they put in, just wait for their time to come. And then here it is. And so it's been awesome.
Do you remember when you first called Seth
Gilsoger? Not really. I can't really remember. It was early in the year, just because that's when he started doing what he's been doing.
Did you think of it just as you were watching him, or how did you?
Well, it kind of just came. I think someone said it, and then I heard it, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to say it. So I said it.
I mean, you've had a couple moments, taking the air out of the stadium in Camden Yards with the game-winning RBI a couple times, or the double play on Stanton late on Monday. Is that as satisfying to like take the air out of a stadium as it is to like hit one out here and kind of electrify the home fans? I mean, how's that compare and contrast?
Yeah, I haven't done that here yet, really, within this type of stage. But yeah, it's anytime you're able to kind of help the team in any shape or form, it's always special. And every time you kind of can quiet the opposing crowd is pretty good.
Awesome.
you mentioned across the street. I'm just wondering, people always talk about how great it is to win in towns, like big cities like LA, New York. What have the Chiefs told you about what it's like to win here? And I know Mahomes is involved with you guys a little bit. What has he told you anything about postseason success or any relationship you have with him?
Yeah, just seeing the videos in the past in 2014, 2015, just how the fans are and just how they're always in tune. They're always cheering for the team they love. And so this team, this city is a sports town just from all the sports and what all they're doing. And it's really special to see just how well they support their teams. And that's why I love it here.
Have you talked about it all the last couple of days?
Before the playoffs started, we texted a little bit.
What's his message?
Just keep working. This is going to be a lot of fun. You got to go enjoy this time.
A couple of things kind of along that line. You guys were gone for so long. When you got back, you've only been back for like a day. Do you feel something different with the playoff fever around town?
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't really been out and about, but yeah, you can definitely just tell the buzz just with on like social media, and just you can just feel it just coming to the stadium yesterday and just kind of looking around, and just you could just definitely feel the buzz is coming. And just even from seeing videos at the Chiefs game of them cheering Let's Go Royals, it's pretty special.
You've got some really good numbers everywhere this year, but even better at home. What is it about Kauffman Stadium you think that suits you, that where the splits are a little bit better here than on the road?
Yeah, I feel like you go to your house at home, you go wherever, you're pretty comfortable. And so I just think that this is my home, and so I'm really comfortable playing here. I got a good routine, and just being able to kind of play in front of the fans is just what I love to do.
You see the ball better here. People talk about the batter's ice cream back there. Is there anything about like just seeing the ball when you're hitting?
I just think just have a good routine and just comfortable playing at Kauffman Stadium.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Bobby Wood Jr. speaking to the media ahead of Game 3 of this ALDS tonight. And, look, you, when you are the star player, it doesn't matter whether you're 0-10 or you're 10-10, you're the guy that everybody is going to want to hear from and make available. And, you know, as far as what the moment can be like, everybody's asking, like, what do you think that's going to be like? In fairness to him, as he said, like, I haven't really had that opportunity yet. This is his first home playoff game to create those memories, to have those moments. And look, his first hit in this series is coming tonight, Cody, and it's coming at Kauffman Stadium. He's not going 0-5 again tonight. That's not even like he's not having three straight games where he goes 0-5. I'm sorry. He's way too good of a player for that to happen.
He had not gone 0-5 since May.
Right.
Earlier this year. That was the first time he'd gone 0-5 since May. And it's the first time in his career he's gone back-to-back 0-5. So no, I am with you, Gold. I do not think Bobby Wood Jr. is going hitless tonight. I think the fair question is, like, the reception for each player is going to be kind of fun, because really what we're competing is, do you think that they'll yell louder for Bobby, or do you think they'll yell louder for Salvi when they first step to the dish? My guess is
Salvi. Yell louder? Like, I mean,
what is the louder cheer when they first dig into the batter's box? Salvador Perez or Bobby Wood Jr.?
This is a cop-out, but are there any... I mean, it depends if there's anybody on base.
Let's just, in this scenario, let's say base is empty for both.
I think it's louder for Bobby because people
Bobby gets
are...
up first.
Because people... Yeah, because he's up first and people are just sensing the big moment. But it'll be actually pretty darn close, because Salvador Perez had a home run the last game. It's also his first playoff game since he won a World Series with this team. First playoff game at Kauffman since he won a World Series with this team.
So, well, that's all I'm just asking. Just a quick question as we result to, you know, Bobby Wood Jr. and the things that kind of come with it. You had asked me earlier, and we had talked about it earlier in the show. We'll give you another chance. 913-586-7610. The Royals are here. They're tied. Like Bobby Wood Jr. just said it. If you had given him spring training, tied one game apiece, and you had said, you're tied one game apiece with the New York Yankees and the ALDS, he's like, I would not have cared how I had hit in each of the last two games. I would sign up for that. I think he said 100 times out of 100. What is the reason that they're here? Like, there are a lot of reasons. I'm not arguing that. I want to know the single biggest one. Earlier today, someone said, getting rid of Dayton. Somebody said, just hiring JJ. Trading for Cole Reagans, the ace of the staff, right? Signing Seth Lugo in free agency, giving Bobby Wood Jr. a massive extension. I happen to think JJ's like at the core of all of it. So if I'm setting JJ aside for a minute, I think it's the retention of Salvador Perez. I do not think they even make the playoffs. If they'd made the difficult decision last year, which I think they got very close to entertaining, which was letting go of Salvador Perez for five straight years as the Royals struggled. as Salvador Perez lay in waste, essentially, on this team as they were nowhere near the postseason. Teams called and called and called and called and gave the Royals every opportunity to move on from Salvador Perez and to put him in a winning situation, Gold. And what did they do instead? He stayed by the team, they stayed by him, and even in the crucial moments last year, they held on tight. They make that move, they're not where they are today.
So that's a huge part of it. I mean, the reason why this is interesting is there's a lot of individual moves. I mean, I think the obvious answer is just that JJ Piccolo is the general manager of this team, and the shift in the way they've gone about their business, being more transactional, how they've been evaluating at the big league level with being able to see, you know, basically Urseg and Reagans and evaluate that talent and believe that they can turn them into even more dominant players than they were in prior spots. That's a credit to hiring JJ Piccolo. If I'm not allowed to give that as the answer, I still think the other broad one is just that Bobby Wood Jr. was drafted by this organization and that they evaluated properly. And you might be like, oh, that's so obvious. He's a star player. Everybody, no. Yeah. We've seen organization after organization draft the wrong player.
And we've seen star Orioles players go nowhere. I mean, you know, they drafted Mike Trout and helped get to the postseason.
The Orioles drafted Adley Rutschman, who's a really nice player, but he's not Bobby Wood Jr. You know, so that kind of stuff to me matters. If you're just saying in the last calendar year, my answer is different. Last calendar year, it's the signing of either Seth Lugo or trading for Lucas Urseg, in my opinion. There's a lot, man. Hell, I can argue Waka. Waka's been a top three pitcher for the last 2 or 3 months in baseball. So, I mean, that's why they've gotten to this point. There are so many decisions that have hit from this front office that has allowed them to get this point. That's why I still think the answer is, well, the fact that JJ Piccolo is the general manager is the biggest reason why they're in this spot.
Look, JJ is the single biggest reason. He's at the core of all.
He made the Reagans trade. Yeah, he was. He
didn't draft Bobby, but he made the Reagans trade, made the Urseg trade, signed Lugo, signed Waka. But then you could take it up, because if we do that, then you can be like, well, then the biggest reason is John Sherman. Couldn't have done all those things if the big man didn't sign off on all the checks, right? So that version of it changes the math a little bit, right, Gold? And so, okay, maybe it doesn't work that way. Like, and I understand that, but if I'm just talking about the moves that the team made, and I'm just looking at them as all moves under JJ, under John Sherman, I think the savvy one's the most important. Somehow even more than drafting Bobby Wood Jr. Bobby Wood Jr. is the best player on the team. I'm not arguing that. But again, in baseball, I've seen a lot of great players go nowhere. So how did that, like, maybe go to the postseason? But Trout didn't get to the postseason.
Yeah, but wouldn't the same thing be in apply, though? Like, Salvi's obviously had a career resurgence, but like, the same thing would apply if we're going to say if an individual player can't be Bobby, then sure as hell can't just be Salvi.
So it's not just the statistics for me. It's the fact that they needed at least one player on this team who remembered what it was like, and they needed that kind of leader, and they needed a guy like Salvi to work with the pitching staff and work with the young catchers.
For sure.
And a million other things to go with it. I honestly think there are a number of answers to this question. I think that's why I like it. Because if you came on here, if you called in, you texted in at 913-586-7965, and you told me that it was Cole Reagans, I don't think I could make a real argument for you. Gold, where would they be without an ace of the staff? A guy who started every game this year, every 5 days, absolutely brought it every 5 days, the anchor of a playoff rotation. I mean, I can't tell you that that's not the biggest reason. I have a hard time. Lugo? What if they didn't sign Lugo? You know, like, it's easy because these things kind of stack on top of each other. I just didn't know if you had to give one the biggest piece of the pie. Which one are you doing with? I'm doing Salvi. You're, in your case, saying JJ. If it's not JJ, is it the Urseg move for you? Because I don't think they make the postseason without that.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. The bullpen, we know what it was like before Urseg. And I know now, fortunately, they've got Urseg and Bubich and Sam Long pitching well and Schreiber pitching well. The reason why this bullpen is where it's at, they've got four guys, really, that they trust at this point. But Urseg is what has allowed them to have what is now a strength, plain and simple. Especially during that stretch of time where they didn't have any other complimentary piece. Urseg was literally the only guy for a while you could trust. Now there's multiple guys. But for a while, it was bleak in that bullpen. It was just Urseg. And then Bubich came along, like, okay, maybe it's Urseg and Bubich.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, Urseg, Bubich, and Sam Long. Okay. And now here we are. And
that was
four,
like a slow domino effect.
Four or five guys where you feel pretty good, each one to a different level. Yeah. Urseg being the most confident. But the Lucas Urseg trade, he also is under control next year. So, like,
he's under control through 2029.
He's going to be
5 years.
He's going to be their closer next year.
The year after.
Well, you know, baseball's weird.
Well, yeah,
but,
sure.
But yeah, for sure next year.
He'll be somewhere near this team for a few years.
If you wanted to go, like, specific, was Tommy Pham the guy that stepped up kind of when they were going through that little rut where they couldn't win any games. Well, was Tommy the like one of the guys that was playing really well?
Yeah, he was
in that period of time. Because I think, I mean, that's very specific, but I think Tommy Pham is part of the reason where they were kind of falling apart, and he found a way, and he was one of the guys that was able to step it up in that period of time.
No, for sure. I mean, he played a role. I mean, we could. There's probably 15 different reasons. Yeah, I don't think it's the biggest, but there's no doubt. One, he's performed well here in the postseason, but having that attitude and mindset in the clubhouse, a lot of the players there have given him a ton of credit for bringing that. A guy that was in the postseason with the Arizona Diamondbacks last year. So there's just been a ton of moves that have happened. And
they completely overhauled
to have
their roster.
The turnaround that they had from 56 wins, you have to have a ton of moves like this. It's the only way it's possible.
If I showed you 2023 opening day roster to 2024 opening day roster, and then I double stacked that with 2024 end of season roster, how many guys are left? Six? Like from 2023 opening day roster to 2024 opening day roster to today, between the bullpen and the lineup, how many guys remain? I'm dead. How many guys remain? Not Bubich, not Erceg, right? So we've already eliminated a couple. Was Long on the opening day? I think he made the opening day roster. Okay. Massey, Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, you got those. But then you start going down the rest of the lineup and you're like, Michael, you start going down some other spot. Tommy Pham wasn't here. Gurriel certainly wasn't here. 2/3 of the bullpen wasn't here opening day 2024. They remade their roster twice. They remade it from 2023 to 2024, and then they remade it from beginning of 2024 to end of 2024.
Remember, Massey had the back injury to start. He actually he would have been if he was healthy, but he wasn't.
They remade themselves twice. They didn't just remake the roster once. They fully, fundamentally changed who they were more than once. The bullpen is completely different. To begin the year, the bullpen was James McArthur was your closer. A bunch of other dudes who are no longer in the bullpen. And then now it's five different names they go to before they go to anybody who started. Yeah. I don't think Zerpa started on the opening day roster. They have changed themselves a number of times.
I think this text is fair. We don't view it this way, but it's a good point. So the evaluation season last year was actually being an evaluation season and changing things. That's the difference. Because we all kind of like evaluation year. Nobody likes to hear that.
Yeah, because it usually means you're a loser. Yeah, you're not going to win.
But I guess if you step back and see all the changes they made, you could say, no, they truly did use it as an evaluation season for once in sports. I would say for once in sports history, a team said they had an evaluation season. It went terribly, and they used said evaluation to completely change their roster, and it led to a playoff appearance and now a chance, maybe hopefully, to get to an American League championship series. So yeah, I think it's a really good text. Actually, normally we hear it in the NBA, baseball, NFL. You know, nobody likes to admit it, but it's kind of an evaluation season. And how often does the next year actually lead to postseason success? Not often.
Somebody says they did the math, they think. I haven't fact-checked it. The four starters, right, the guys that you would expect, Zerpa, Schreiber, Salvi, Vinny, MJ, Isbell, Hampson, Frazier, Renfro, and for me. By my count, that's 14. There are 26 members of a roster, which means they went from, I think it was seven guys from 23 to 24, was the only roster that remained from opening day to opening day. Okay, so they only carried seven over from the opening day 2026 year to year. And then by the end of this year, they only had half, 60%? I mean, that's a pretty significant roster change, but also they had to change the entire bullpen. They had to mix up the lineup in a couple of spots. You know, like the starters have remained. That's why they're in the playoffs. They didn't have to change Reagans or Lugo or, you know, Waka, Singer. They didn't have to change those a lot over time. Marsh went back and forth with Lorenzen in the middle of the season. But this is why they are where they are, Gold. Feels good.
Coming up next, we will get to what's trending, of course, other than just that there's a playoff baseball game in Kansas City. And I do want to talk real quick about something you said could have happened if it wasn't for a few of these in the Chiefs season.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That's next.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending. Of course, What's Trending on the show, by the way, is brought to you by our friends over at Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. But number one is that the Royals have a game 3 of the ALDS tonight at Kauffman Stadium. 6:08 first pitch here on your home for the Royals. 96.5 The Fan. Vern's on deck show at 5 o'clock. It is Seth Lugo against Clark Schmidt of the New York Yankees. Royals are saying, hey, get in your seat by 5:40. You don't want to miss pregame activities as you're heading out there. Gates open at 3:30, so less than 2 hours from now.
God, that's crazy. Gates open in 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! We're so close to an actual game. I can't wait for playoff baseball. Next up on What's Trending, big news for the Houston Texans. Their leading wide receiver and the NFL's leading yardage wide receiver right now, Nico Collins, has been placed on the injured reserve. He suffered a hamstring injury in their last game. At first, D'Amico Ryans, I'm not even kidding, less than 24 hours ago, said day-to-day. Less than 12 hours ago, said week-to-week. This morning, they placed him on IR, so he'll miss at least the next 4 games. He was having a breakout year. I'd say similar to that is Rashee Rice was having a breakout year. Nico Collins will be not with the Texans for the next 4 weeks.
They're going to see if that team can get through the injuries the same way the Chiefs have for multiple years, and that's what makes it so impressive and challenging, though, at the same time, for anybody like the Chiefs go through the run that they have. Next up on What's Trending elsewhere in Major League Baseball, we got 4 games today, guys. The first one actually...
Last day with 4 games.
Yep. 208 first pitch. I got you. 208 first pitch. Guardians and Tigers. First one up, TBS. Then you get the Phillies and the Mets, 408. And then, of course, the Royals game at 608, I'm sorry, before we have Dodgers, Padres. So it's a full slate of baseball games.
Mets lead that series 2-1. Padres lead their series 2-1. So a chance for both of them to advance to the NLCS's on that end if they're able to get those wins today. Next up on What's Trending, Woody Johnson says he and he alone was the person who made the decision to fire Robert Saleh in the shocking news yesterday. Aaron Rodgers appeared on Pat McAfee's show and said he resents anyone who suggests that he had anything to do with the decision-making. There is conflicting reporting. Some reporting does seem to suggest a timeline that is Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers had a telephone conversation about the Robert Saleh news. Now, look, I assume they would have a conversation about it. The question is who called who, and did anybody ask for someone's head in those meetings? That we'll probably never know. I don't think anyone, maybe in a book 10 years from now. Either way, Robert Saleh's gone, and we know that. And they take on the Bills for a chance at first place later this week.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. So, look, we know what tonight could be at a Kauffman Stadium. It could be extremely special. We expect it to be special. And I hope that the Yankee fans are very minimal out at the K this evening, to the point where, like, hey, there'll be some. You'll see them. Just they cannot be audible tonight. And I believe, based off of the feedback that we've been getting from Royals fans and how amped up everybody is in remembering what 14 and 15 were like, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Anytime you play the Yankees, you worry about it more than a series against the Tigers or Angels or something. Because, yeah, Yankees like the Cowboys and the Steelers. It is a national, international brand. But I don't think that's going to be something that you run into like you did in the regular season. When the Yankees were here in the regular season, it was loud when the Yankees scored. Playoff baseball, middle week game also helps here. It's not a weekend. It's not as easy for Yankees fans to find a way there to Kansas
Take
City.
Take time off.
And those that are here in Kansas City, yeah, hopefully they're busy with work. I think it's going to be sensational. And we saw some photos. Some people were mentioning that they were already heading out to Kauffman. Somebody said they were taking off at work at 12:30 to get in line to head over to the K already.
I got
to
figure out how early we're going to try to get out there. If you're going to tell me where you are, 913-586-7965, I'd like to stop a couple of places on my way inside the K, get a chance to meet some fans. Maybe we haven't a chance to do so far this year. If you were unable to make it to Jefferson's, just shoot it into 913-586-7965 or shoot us a DM at Cody B. Tapp or at Alex Gold. Yeah, man, I'm excited. I don't think that you can undersell the fact that it's been 9 years since we got a home playoff game. And because of the new wild card setup, that was not a guarantee going into this postseason. You and I were both sitting here, and they had to win a series against the Orioles just to see a game at home. And because they split this series against New York, we're going to get two home playoff games at minimum for the rest of this postseason. Obviously, win the series, and you'll get even more home playoff games, three or four, depending on your American League opponent. Because if it was Detroit, you'd get four. If it was the other way, a maximum of four.
Yeah.
And a maximum of three on the other side. This is a really big deal for the city, because now that we know what we know about the Chiefs, these two teams have never been this good together ever. Ever. Like, I mean, we had playoff teams. The Chiefs were a playoff team in 14 and 15. The Royals were a World Series team, a World Series winning team in 15. The Chiefs were middling. So even if you're saying the Royals are middling, the Chiefs are two-time, back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions, three times in the last 5 years. So, I mean, the Chiefs are all-time high, all-time NFL dynasty high, and the Royals are a damn playoff team fighting with the New York Yankees. This is as best as it's ever been. The last 10 years, obviously, altogether, is as good as it's ever been, as you'd mentioned, as a heyday. Man, I'm just excited about playoff baseball back at the K. It's been too long. Like, it's getting long enough now that you're having a hard time, like, remembering it in detail. Not that you don't remember it, but it wasn't yesterday. It was 9 years ago, man. 9 years ago. You were game two of the World Series at Kauffman. That's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about everything that's changed. It transpired in this city since that last playoff game at Kauffman. So, no, I think the goosebumps of hearing highlights and all that kind of stuff, it's fitting. You know, I've seen people texting in the latest text we got, someone talking about taking their son his second game. And, you know, people that got to experience that in 14 or 15, maybe with their young children who now are teenagers or whatever, you know, and people that maybe weren't in Kansas City then, everybody getting to experience if you didn't back in 14 and 15. Like, there's something that's pretty special about that. They truly are memories that everybody's going to have for the rest of their life. And you know, that's what's intriguing about tonight, is not only the experience, but what special thing is going to happen. Like, I don't know about you. Like, I do think the Royals are winning this game tonight, and I can't wait to find out how does that happen. And it's usually in playoff baseball.
Who gets the big hit?
It's the drama that's going to happen. You know, I hope they don't have to come back.
What kind of game do you think this is? You think it's 10-9 or like 4-3?
I think it's way more likely to be a 4-3 than 10-9. Don't you? I don't think Aaron Judge is going to keep going hitless. I don't think Bobby Wood Jr. is going to keep going hitless. But at the same time, Seth Lugo, I think we saw him pitch enough this year to know that you're going to get a quality outing. Heck, even when he got pulled the other day, it wasn't a terrible outing from Seth Lugo. It wasn't what you were expecting, but it wasn't terrible by any means. Clark Schmidt, I know he's not a household name. I didn't know who the hell the guy was until a week ago. He's been very good in 90 innings. So I think it's way more likely to be a 3-2 type of game, a 3-1 type of game again, than it is to be 7-8 in the eighth inning.
I think it's probably, like, if you made me guess, Royals win 4-3, right? I definitely think it is going to be another dogfight between these two teams because the power numbers haven't been great for either of these teams in the postseason, and they've had to earn these runs, and Seth Lugo this year has earned that right. If you missed it earlier, by the way, the lineup, Massey, Witt Jr., Vinny, 1-2-3, 4-5-6 is Salvi, Gurriel, and Melendez, and then Garcia, Frazier, and Isbell leading off. You're wondering why Frazier in right field, which is, I'm not saying unfair,
for
based
sure
on who's been starting this postseason, who's been the better player. Frazier is 4-for-8 in his career, faced Schmidt quite a bit last season with a home run, so he's just got good numbers.
Frazier hasn't had an at-bat in the postseason yet, nope, right?
And when you factor in the fact that Schmidt is, he's only gone to the sixth inning twice this season. Last time was in May, so he's probably not long for this world. Well, then Frazier might be only getting one or two at-bats before you make that change and make those pinch-hitting situations different for your team anyway. You're just trying to take advantage of a guy who's seen Schmidt a couple of times.
It worked,
and a guy who's been a very good defensive right fielder for them.
It worked with Mikel Garcia the other night, you know, when people were questioning the decision from Q to have him in the lineup. And he of course, came up with four hits and tied a Royals postseason record. A couple more texts I just think are really cool for everybody enjoying this moment in Kansas City. 913-586-7965. Someone else says, surprised their 13-year-old son with tickets this morning. Top 10 dad moment. Yeah,
that's got to feel so good.
That's got to be incredible. Someone else says they were 11 years old at the 2016. Yeah. They mean 2015 wildcard game. About the Chiefs. I'm sorry. 2016 wildcard game against the Titans, and their dad has never been to a playoff game. Grateful to take him. Let's go. Okay. Sorry, I misread that text. But yeah, that's cool. Those are the moments that are really neat.
My kids are like just not old enough that they would understand.
Desmond, not yet.
8 and 6. My daughter, so she said, where are you going to be tomorrow? I said, I got to go to the Royals game. They're playing in the playoffs. And she said, well, I want to go. But I think she just said it like, that sounds like fun. Let's do that. More casual.
Why don't you buy
like,
my tickets, Cody, and take
I
your daughter?
Go.
Why don't you just buy my tickets and take your daughter?
And take Ruby to the game?
Yeah.
And leave my son at home?
We'll take both, you know?
But that you don't have enough tickets
for
that. I
have two. You can find a third.
An SRO and then just have him sit in my lap for that part
there
of the game?
There you go.
I imagine, or at least hope, at some point in my life, I'll have a chance to kind of surprise my kids at that. I do think that there's a perfect age for that. I'm not sure that it's not six. Not based on my kids, it's not six. 13 might be it. Surprising your 13, like 13, that's, 14, that's 15. I mean, that is like,
they
that is a sweet spot. My brother's going to the game either today or tomorrow, and he's got three. He's taken two of his boys.
As far as being able to appreciate it, I do think you're right. Like 12 and up probably to like really appreciate it. I think your 9-year-old's excited in the moment, but I don't know if they necessarily recognize the magnitude of it. Whereas you start to get past 12 or 13, I think maybe you do start to recognize a little bit more about like what's really going on here. I could be wrong, but that's just kind of how I think age-wise. Someone else just says, hey, their son's playing baseball at K-State. He's upset he can't come back to the games.
Oh, it sucks.
People that grew up here that...
But watch it on campus. Create a memory that way, you know?
Of course, yeah. It's not the same. You know that. You know.
I know, but you remember college moments. I'm sure it was Kansas, but like at K-State, I'm sure most of them are Royals fans, or at least a good chunk of them are Royals fans. Get in a dorm together, get a 30 rack, you know, if he's 21, you know, and enjoy the moment with your fellow classmates. Sorry, I didn't want to encourage underage drinking. Well, I don't know how old this kid is. If you're of legal age to drink. Did you ever have a beer with a professor? Is that something I should be offering to students?
I did. After the semester was over, we did.
We're not doing the middle of the year.
I was in a fantasy baseball league with one of my professors. Yeah.
Like at the time?
Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, it was while the semester was going. Yeah.
Okay. And then you guys had a beer after?
What class was that?
Okay.
English something. Like it was like English something. It was an elective.
The semester, do I just say, hey, look, after class this time, I'm going to be at this bar. You want to get a beer? We can get a beer. If not, fine. How's that work? How did you get invited to the beer with the professor? That's what I'm asking.
I think it was because we were talking about this whole shock you sports. And so we just were.
What a connection.
And there was like three of us that went and had beers with them.
So you just bonded individually. Mm-hmm. I don't like to say
there's three of us that went.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant. Like as a smaller group.
Yeah.
Versus he didn't just open this up to
either. No, that'd be weird. Like, yeah, you can't just be like, hey guys, go to grab a beer if you want to join me. It doesn't work that way. I don't think that's going to work for you, Cody, if you do that with your class.
Did he invite you or did you invite him to the beer?
I don't know. There's three of us. So I was like,
so who invited who? That's what I'm asking.
Maybe he ultimately did. Yeah.
I think
this was like 2010, 2011.
Drew, did you ever have a beer? I've had beers with professors.
I've not had beers. I've had coffee multiple times.
Coffee. I've had plenty of beers with professors.
I don't think Gold, a 21-year-old college student, would invite his professor, of all people, to have drinks. I feel like the professor would have been the
but
one.
But he's telling me I can't do the inviting.
No, I'm telling you, you cannot stand up there in your lecture hall or whatever you're in and be
there's
like...
There's 18 kids in a lecture hall. It's a small classroom.
I don't think...
Don't invite 18 kids to a bar and say, hey, I'm
yeah, getting, I just don't think you can,
I think that's fine. I think you'd be like, hey, end of the semester, I appreciate it. If you want to get a beer and talk shop. Yeah, at the end. Not tomorrow.
I still think that's weirder. I just, if you had a you know, if there was like two or three students that you ended up connecting better with, I guess, or whatever, or whether it was because of sports or something, and that would be fine. I just don't think you want to announce to all 18 people in your class, like, hey, go get a beer with me at the end of the semester.
The problem is, I actually don't know if all of them are 21. I don't know their ages. I've never asked.
Someone said, I'd do anything for an A, Professor Cody. Anything.
I have one kid who I know is 20 because he told me his age in the last class. So that kid can't but
you said that they call you Cody, correct? It's not like they call you Professor Tapp or anything?
Bancroft.
Yeah, correct. They just call me Cody.
Okay.
They asked, like two students asked in the very beginning. I'm like, I don't care what you call me. Just, you want to call me Mr. Tapp? Fine. You want to call me Cody? I don't
hear this?
Care.
Someone says they took their professor on a date when they were 21.
Bold.
Bold. That's...
I'm just going to say...
Probably should
I would not recommend
that.
Anybody...
The professor should not be doing that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Someone says, Cody, all of us UMKC grads had beers at Mike's on Truce with professors. That's where I used to host a radio show when I was in college, so fine with me. Nice. It's not even called that anymore. It's like an Irish bar.
It sounds like you're missing out.
I've had beers with a professor at that bar.
If it's like UMKC spot,
I don't know if it's a tradition. You know? I'm just saying that I've had a beer at that bar with a professor.
Okay.
I also went to the Cheesecake Factory with a professor and his wife once. You know? I'm not dead serious.
Cheesecake Factory.
He invited me, man. I don't know. That's where he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the last time, maybe one of the only times I've ever been to the Cheesecake Factory. This is quite a way to show, you know?
Chocolate mousse. Yeah. Chocolate mousse cheesecake. Mm-hmm.
I need Seth Lugo. Here's my dream scenario. You want to say Cody's dream of a game tonight? Because then I get the stress and the playoff atmosphere. I want Seth Lugo to go six innings. I want it to be 2-2 in the eighth inning. And I want Bobby Witt Jr., because the ninth is too stressful. I want Bobby Witt Jr. in the bottom of the eighth inning to hit a 2-run home run into the fountains. They go up 4-2, Urseg with a save, Rawls with a chance to clinch. That's what I want. You know? 2-2 game,
I mean,
eight,
be fun.
Bobby Witt Jr. hit the home run into the fountains, solved.
That would be fun. I would prefer it not to be a 2-2 game in the bottom of the eighth. You know, I would prefer the Royals aggressive early against Clark Schmidt. And it's the second inning and they're already up 2-0. I'll tell you that. And that they just are pretty steady and they win this thing 2-1 or 3-1. That's what I would prefer. I get what you're going for, the drama. By the way, I know, look, the 2014 wild card is epic because they were down and came back
multiple times.
But I don't need that tonight. I don't need them falling down, you know, 5-0 and coming all the way back.
Don't want that.
It can be 2-0 Royals throughout the entire game and I'm just fine.
What even if it's 10-0, is that your dream scenario that it's just 10-0?
I mean, that'd
Royals?
Be just a party all night at the K. I'm not going as a fan. I'm going as media, but you get what I'm saying.
You could enjoy watching
the party. I can enjoy watching
the
party, yes. I will not be partying at that given time.
You could party after.
You and I will be in an official capacity representing the station at the Royals game tonight.
Yeah, I'm working, you know? Mm-hmm.
Tough job we have tonight, guys.
I take my job serious.
We are working very, very hard.
I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who will be disappointed at this, but you didn't play your song, Cody.
Oh, I forgot.
Darn, you know, just darn.
If they win tonight, can I play one tomorrow? Can I play two tomorrow if they win tonight?
No, one.
One.
You missed your opportunity. I offered
Damn it
at 11 o'clock hour.
That's on me.
I'm stunned.
Gold offered it.
That is on me.
Mm-hmm. Man, back at it tomorrow. Damn hopefully it. Talking about an opportunity to clinch a spot in the ALCS. We'll talk to you guys then. The Drive with C-Dot and Rob coming up next. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.